From photo supplies to drug ingredients, Eastman Kodak makes a major production shift with a huge federal loan.
What I'm told about this is that it's generally part of the U.S. government's effort to sort of shore up domestic production and to rely less on foreign sources, namely China, for these ingredients.
Plus, Attorney General William Barr defends the Trump administration's federal troop policies before a House panel. And Netflix breaks a record, racking up the most Emmy nominations. It's Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. The Trump administration says it's reviewing whether to cancel DACA, the Obama-era program that protected immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children from deportation. The Supreme Court ruled against an earlier attempt to cancel the program just last month. The administration announced today that it won't allow new applicants to the program, a move that is also likely to prompt legal challenges. Testifying before a House committee today, Attorney General William Barr defended the Trump administration's decision to deploy federal agents to U.S. cities and disputed accusations from Democrats that he's repositioned the Justice Department to favor President Trump. Barr was also questioned about his personal intervention in cases involving the president's allies.
As I said in my confirmation hearing, the Attorney General has a unique obligation. He holds in trust the fair and impartial administration of justice. He must ensure that there is one standard of justice that applies to everyone equally, and that criminal cases are handled even-handedly based on the law and the facts and without regard to political or personal considerations. And I can tell you that I've handled criminal matters that have come to me for decision in this way. The president has not attempted to interfere in these decisions. On the contrary, he has told me from the start that he expects me to exercise my independent judgment to make whatever call I think is right, and that is precisely what I've done.
Democrats have accused him of politicizing the Justice Department. And shares of drug maker Pfizer rose nearly 4% today, despite reporting an overall decline in sales due to greater competition in its generic drug business. Traders were focused more on Pfizer's growth in its biopharma division. The company began phase 3 testing this week on a coronavirus vaccine it's developing with German company BioNTech. Pfizer is one of several candidates racing to get a vaccine on the market. And another company is getting into drug production, photo pioneer Kodak. We'll talk about their switch after the break. Eastman Kodak is moving into drug production with the help of a $765 million loan from the U.S. government. It's the first company to get a loan under the Defense Production Act, which can be activated to force businesses to produce products tied to national defense. We report exclusively that the company will produce ingredients for generic drugs, including the antimalarial hydroxychloroquine. The president has touted it as a treatment for the coronavirus, despite warnings from health officials. Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Levy. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, Rachel, tell us more about the parameters of this deal. A camera company switching to drug production. That's pretty unusual.
It's definitely unusual. The company is essentially getting money under the Defense Production Act. It's the first time that this act is being used in this way, and it's a loan. It's $765 million that Kodak will have to pay back, the CEO told me, over a 25-year period, and he mentioned that it's similar to a commercial loan. So yeah, it's a pretty interesting deal.
And what are the terms of the loan? How does this actually work?
So Kodak will have to pay it back over time, has to pay interest payments as well. This is the first time that a loan is being given out in this way under the Defense Production Act by the DFC. So the DFC is a government agency that is essentially akin to a bank. And that's why this loan is notable. It's the first of its kind. And, you know, it's really coming out of the COVID pandemic and the government's response to the COVID pandemic. Although one thing to note is that the drug ingredients that Kodak is producing aren't necessarily just for COVID. They're producing ingredients that could be effectively treating any other kind of medical issue. So what I'm told about this is that it's generally part of the U.S. government's effort to sort of shore up domestic production and to rely less on foreign sources, namely China, for these ingredients.
What did you hear from Kodak? It seems like a pretty big switch to go from making cameras and photo supplies to drug production.
Yeah, so Kodak, you know, has been around for over 100 years. They're mostly known, you know, to the average American as, you know, camera film company. You know, back in the day when we were using physical, you know, analog cameras with physical film, and Kodak sort of missed the boat on digital technology, despite having invented the digital camera back in the 70s. But when I spoke with the CEO earlier this week, he mentioned that the company has had a focus on chemical knowledge for a long time. Actually, back in late 80s, they had tried going into pharma, and they've had many other aspects of their business, especially, you know, given their bankruptcy in 2012, they've had to shift and find new ways to reemerge. So this seems like that would potentially fit in that strategy.
And how has Kodak been doing since that bankruptcy filing in 2012?
Yeah, so that has forced the company to essentially find new ways to profit. I mean, one of the things that they've done is they've sold off businesses. You know, they have this facility up in Rochester, New York, that was known as sort of the Kodak campus. And, you know, in 2016, the Wall Street Journal actually ran a story about how they were refashioning that facility for startups. And so there's been a lot of rethinking of how that business should operate.
So you mentioned earlier that this is viewed as a deal that could reduce U.S. dependence on foreign production. Can you talk more about the relationship here, specifically regarding the U.S. and China?
So from the U.S. side, U.S. officials say that essentially Americans are relying too much on foreign production of these starter ingredients for drugs, and that primarily China, countries like China and India, are making us too reliant on them. So that if, you know, heaven forbid, one of the countries wants to close off production, that would put a real damper in what Americans can access for drugs. So this is something that U.S. officials, at least, are saying is a way to protect American interests.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Levy. Rachel, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
And finally, nominations for the 2020 Emmy Awards were announced today, and the streaming services continue to dominate. Netflix leads the pack with a total of 160 nominations, breaking the record set just last year by HBO, which earned 107 nods this year. Traditional broadcasters like ABC and NBC racked up far less, with less than 50 nominations each. HBO's comic book adaptation Watchmen, which explores racism in America, earned the most nods. Other top nominees include HBO's Succession, Amazon's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and Netflix's Ozark. Winners will be announced on September 20th. It's still unclear whether the award ceremony will be held in person or virtually. And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.